Wondering if Sam Noll was going to have any lungs left after that one, because he was getting excited, and it was an exciting game. A come-from-behind win, a lot of home runs, a nail-biter of a seventh inning, but you pulled it through against a good Hastings St. Cecilia team, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, and no, I always love going back and listening to those games after the fact, too, with Sam being on the call. He does a great job for you guys and just brings excitement to the game, and it's fun to go back and listen to, and that was just an exciting game all the way from start to finish. Started things in that first inning, just something you'll probably never see again happen, where we thought we had a double play and we come off the field and they still were running around the bases and we're huddled up, and they ended up getting two runs off of that. Umpire said we didn't touch second, and then they ended up getting three more runs that inning too. So we were down 5-0 in that first inning, but the girls did a great job of just continuing to battle and not let that affect us too much. And second inning, we didn't get anything going until the third. Danny Johnson, number 8 hitter in our lineup, continues to do well. She started it in Ogallala, and she's carried it over to now. And she got things going with a leadoff double. And then Sydney Hodgson, our 9-hole hitter, was able to hit our first home run of the night, so that kind of helped us chip away. And then that inning, Brooklyn was able to get on. She got hit by the pitch. Malia singled, and Brooklyn ended up scoring. And we were able to get a few more runs. Roslyn had a hit that scored Malia, and we just came right back in. It was 5-4 after that point, and just proud of how our girls continue to battle, especially after, you know, that first inning, just being able to respond like that.
Just kind of curious, did you have any video where you can't challenge, of course there's no challenge, stuff like that, but just going back, did you have any video, go back and look and say, yeah, we did touch second base?
I mean, we have some. It's, we don't have the best quality, so it's hard to zoom in that far, but
it's like, why wouldn't you have touched second base?
That was my thought too, but it was just, if anything, it probably fired the girls up more,
right?
And got them brought that energy. But then Hastings St. Cecilia, I mean, they're a team about 1-9, everyone's hitting over 400 or close to it. So they're going to continue. We knew they were going to continue to come out swinging, and they hit a few home runs themselves. And Layson Keller ended up getting a home run. Danny Johnson hit her first ever career home run that game. And then it was the top of the seventh inning, two outs. Malia Hilker did a great job of just getting on base. She drew a walk, and that just kept things going. And Rosalyn Weimers came up, worked a full count. And I told them, and I've told many people this, it's one of those situations as a little kid that you dream to be in. It's a full count, two outs, you're down one, and you're the winning run up to hit. And she ended up hitting a two-run home run to take the lead. And that was just awesome to see. And then going into the bottom of the seventh inning, they ended up getting two girls on, and they bunted her over to second. We got the out at one. Then the next girl up hit a base hit, so we have first and third, one out. Ground ball hit to Brooklyn. She did a great job of, she looked the girl back at third, seeing she was off a little too far. She ran at her, made her go home, and we got her out at home. And so then we ended up with two outs and runners on second and third. And next pitch, the girl popped it up to Brooklyn to end the game. And just, I have to give credit to Briley, too. She pitched all seven innings, and that's the most she's thrown in a game this year. And just her composure was so big. Just to be able to give up a home run or something like that and be able to bounce back right after. She did a great job in the circle that game.
There was a big-time collision on that one play going home with Roslyn Weimers. Was there a little thing of possibly having a little interference or something like that in the play?
Yeah, something. That's what we were thinking anyway, just where the girl, it didn't look like she made the greatest attempt to slide, but it might have been one of those deals where she tried, but her cleats got stuck, and she just fell forward and, yeah, collided with Roslyn at home. And meanwhile, the other girls on bases are still running, so it's just one of those plays. And the girls did a great job, though, of responding after that, and getting that final out.
You had a lot of things go against you that game, but as you said, responded each and every time, and a huge win. That St. Cecilia team, you're going to see probably them at the state tournament in Class C, aren't you?
I would assume so, yeah. They're a very good team, and they've lost just a couple of games to teams like GI Northwest and Bishop Newman. So they're very good. They have a couple good pitchers, and like I said, 1 through 9 in their lineup, they're hitting close to 400 or 500. So a ton of good hitters.
That was a big win. Now you get ready for sub-districts. You knew beforehand you're going to host sub-districts. You're the 1 seed. You're going to face the 4 seed Alliance at 2, and then the Scotts Bluff the 2 against Gary and the 3, and then the 2 winners at 6 o'clock. And I'm sure that the plug out to have every Bison fan at the JC Sports Complex, as many as possible, up there for Monday.
Absolutely. I mean, every home game we've had this year has been a great turnout, and the girls appreciate that, and I have a feeling it's going to be no different come Monday. I know, like, First Central Bank is going to be paying for the first 50 students. So first 50 students that come to the game will get in free. And then I think there's some free popcorn, too, as well. And it's going to be a beautiful night for softball and a beautiful afternoon.
Are they going to have a lot of kids who are going to be skipping the last couple of periods of the day to go to watch softball at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I don't know how that quite works. I think parents might have to sign them out or something.
Right,
but
right.
It'd be nice to get a lot of those kids over there, too. And we moved a couple bleachers just so we have more room for those students that decide to come.
Exactly right. So no matter what happens on Monday, Easton, you're going to be playing a district final. But the chances are pretty good, correct me if I'm wrong, if you went out and win these two games, you could host the district final, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's what it's kind of looking like right now. I mean, things could always change. You'd think you have the points figured out and
yeah.
Something happens, but as of right now, that's what it looks like. We're the number 8 seed, top 8 get to host, and just have to wait and see what happens in the other sub-districts. Mm-hmm. But we just have to go take care of business Monday, and then we'll see what happens after that.